Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bob Zimmerman behind the black. China and SpaceX competition. How's it going, Bob?
Yes, as readers of my website know, every time there's a launch, I post it on Behind the Black to keep track of the launch race per year. And the number of launches is going up, so it's almost like I can't report each launch individually anymore. Sometimes I report them in groups. And so this week, on the same day, China and SpaceX both completed launches. And what was interesting about these two launches is that is details about each. First, SpaceX's launch, the first stage on that launch completed its fourth flight. Now, that's not news. They do this now routinely up to 20. They have one, I think, that's gone 24 times into space. But what was interesting about this particular first stage is it set a new record for the shortest turnaround time. Its previous flight was less than 10 days ago. And they were able to get it checked out, refurbished, and put it on a rocket and launch it again in less than 10 days. That's actually pretty significant. That just indicates, once again, SpaceX is pushing very hard to turn its fleet of first stages into the equivalent of airlines so they can launch frequently. And they're clearly succeeding in every way. China's launch was interesting because it was by one of their pseudo-companies, Galactic Energy. They put up six weather satellites. Galactic Energy, they call it a private company. In many ways, it's structured like a private company, but everything it does is closely supervised by the government, and it's really run by the government. In this case of Galactic Energy, it's one of the most successful of these pseudo companies in China. It's launched 19 times with its Cirrus-1 rocket successfully. This time it put up six weather satellites. Early in the week, it put up eight reconnaissance satellites in a separate launch. What confirms to me that it is not a private company as we conceive it in the West is that this is solid fueled rocket, and solid fueled rocket it comes out of missile technology. And there's no way a private company in China is going to be able to develop a rocket, an orbital rocket, using solid rocket fuel and missile technology without close supervision from the People's Republic's army. And so this is an example of trying to use profit and private enterprise to improve what the government runs and accomplishes in China. As for the number of launches between the two, once again, SpaceX dominates. SpaceX has now done 33 launches this year. That is more than the rest of the world combined, including China, including all American companies. SpaceX has launched successfully 33 times. The rest of the world, 25 times. And this is the same thing they did last year, SpaceX. It's dominant, and it's very dominant.
A detail, Bob. Everything in China is dual use, military and civilian. They pool everything together. That is why we don't share ISS. I think that was the driver. The military program is everywhere. Your reasoning about solid fuel is very good. What I want to know is, do they drop the booster on people?
Yes. We have no idea where these first stages crash. They do have to list their flight path, but that doesn't tell you where they come down. They try to create landing zones, but routinely these first stages, the lowest stages, crash near habitable areas. Often people take videos in their backyard of the things coming down very close by. Solid rocket fuel is less toxic than some others, so in this particular case it's less dangerous, but I wouldn't want it falling on my head.
It's the amazing thing, Bob. They're boasting about how they're going to go high-end, and they drop first stages on human beings. It doesn't make any sense from our point of view. All right. Starliner. Trouble. What kind of trouble?
In many ways, you can call this the bottom story of the day, John. Starliner has the crew has returned, so that first demo manned mission of Starliner is officially over, even though Starliner itself came back during the summer unmanned because it had thruster problems and they didn't trust it with people on board. NASA is still trying to decide what to do. NASA officials have now made it clear that they really intend to do another test mission of Starliner, whether it will be manned or unmanned. They have not yet decided. decided. It's going to be a flight that's going to maybe be on Boeing's dime, because their contract is fixed price and they still haven't reached the milestone of a problem-free manned mission to ISS. And so that's where we stand. There were rumors last year that maybe NASA would hire Boeing to do a cargo mission using Starliner. That way they'd get another test mission without having to pay for it. NASA would pay for the cargo mission. But I think the Trump administration is not going to allow that. It's going to squelch that idea. We're probably waiting right now for the NASA administrator to be confirmed for a decision to be made. That's really where it stands.
Bob, did Starliner... It had problems, several kinds of problems. Did they have the heat shield problem, or was that somebody else?
No, that's Orion. The Orion, that's NASA's Orion capsule. It has a heat shield problem. No, Boeing's problems have to do with thrusters not firing. It appears they overheat if they use too much, and that's really not right. And the other problem had to do with a small helium leak. Less of a concern. The thrusters were more of a concern, and they're now working to try to fix that. It appears they might have worked out a fix, but once again, NASA has the right to demand another demo mission to demonstrate this would work, and the question is whether people will fly on it or
more
not.
Starliner questions. All right. The question now is, NASA, does it need Starliner still, Bob? We have a private enterprise doing very well with the same...
You want competition, John. You want competition. Spaces. I think NASA is very correct to try to get a second company operating here. And remember, if Boeing is successful, even if it doesn't do a lot of missions to ISS before it retires, even if it doesn't do that, it will be, it will prove its success, and therefore we as a nation will have two different ways to get people into orbit, and there's business to be made. There's money to be made for both companies once Boeing can get flying again and demonstrate that it works.
Well, here's my issue with Boeing. The company is troubled, and you're asking it to do a first-rate job in a troubled environment. That it seems odd, Bob.
Well, if the company is going to get its act together, the best way it can demonstrate that is to get Starliner fixed and flying. That would help its brand enormously. So, you know, if you want to become untroubled, you've got to become untroubled and do something right.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.